Mr. Pritam Singh says, oh, give an excuse. Very difficult, blame the electoral boundaries, right? We have to go to Manipur, very difficult to fight, right? And have to come to four quadrant fight in Tampines. Does it make sense to you?
No.
I can tell you, this is not the first time the Workers' Party have abandoned voters like that. Not a single apology from Pritam Singh to the voters in Marine Parade. And in Chinese, we'll say, 完全是目中无人. He said, respect this, respect that. But he respect nobody. He doesn't respect any other opposition members. It's all right. We are small. But he didn't respect the voters and the supporters in Marine Parade. Not a single apology. This is my response to Mr. Pritam Singh. Be humble. You do not stand where you are right now without the sacrifices of political activists and the past activists like us and your supporters who wanted to vote for you, waiting to vote for you, your team for 5 years, and you disappoint them. And you brush them away without even an apology. Do you want such leader to lead the country?
No.
When I feel that this Singapore is like a car, I'm not sure how many of you are drivers, but in front of the steering wheel, there's a dashboard. Okay? It tells you what's happening to the engine, the speed, engine temperature, all this. Sometimes when something goes wrong, the light will come out. One light will come out. Oh, engine light. That means something is wrong. How do you fix the engine? If you ask the current government, they fix the engine by turning off the light. That means, oh, I can't see the problem. So I guess we did it, guys. Yay, victory. That's unbelievable. If the government can't see what's happening to us, we are the engine, we're the ones moving things. If they don't know what's happening to us, how are they going to lead? How are they going to make the decisions? How are they going to know when the engine's overheating and it needs to be brought down, we need to reduce speed, or whatever it needs to be done? They're not going to know. Because there's no one there, there's no instrument that's going to tell them, hey, there's trouble. We're going to be that instrument. The People's Power Party will not keep quiet. We're not going to be an engine light that can just be turned off. We will make sure the issues are brought loud and clear, bright and shining. Like what Goh Meng Sin said, the torch of truth must burn in the parliament. That's our mission.
In the next 5 years, we are looking at AI, self-driving cars, which might take out the rice bowl of Grab drivers, food delivery drivers, in the next 5 years. You all can laugh at Samuel for singing. That's his expression of the pain felt in his heart. You all are laughing at him. In the next 5 years, imagine what happened if automated cars are brought out in the streets. How many of us depend on Grab and all these food delivery drivers to earn a living? Once these food delivery drivers and automated vehicles hit the market, what will happen to your livelihood? It's a very scary thought. Where will all these jobs go? Laugh at him at you now while you want. There's one Samuel here. 5 years later, how many Samuels are there going to be? So with this, I hope in the next 5 years you understand how important your vote is and why I'm putting myself up here at such a young age to speak for the young people.
So I'm a very filial son. I took care of my mom until she passed away 2 years ago. But I say it's okay. Stay single. At least I took care of my mom. I did not incur extra burden or extra guilt on myself and on my mom. So now I have a lot of free time to take care of the old people in Ang Mo Kio, as well as hopefully the young children who need a lot of help, because many of them, their parents don't have enough money to feed them and they are like one meal a day, hungry, have to study, then their brains cannot work very well, no? And then our government look at them, hey, I invest in you, I might as well invest in those foreign children from China, India, they are more brilliant, they are smarter. Well, maybe because they come from China and India where food is abundant, their brain is more developed, they come here, they compete with our young people and, we all look so inferior. How can? Right, our ancestors also come from India and China. And after staying in one of the so-called very well-to-do country in the world, we are producing children that are inferior to those from third world countries. No, I don't agree.
We have heard the nomination speeches from the other parties promising you well-being, stability, and their safety nets. The same promises we have heard years and years over and over again, like the Swiss standard of living. Now, currently, the only thing Swiss is the Swiss roll you buy from the cake shop.
A lot of people tell me that COVID is over. Why you still want to talk about this? I say I'm not talking about the last COVID. It's about the future, the next pandemic. Imagine now in your mind, there's a pandemic. You hide at home. You don't want to go for a jab because you know. But people, the government right now is legal to break into your house, drag you out, ask you want to jab or not. And if you refuse to jab, it is legal for them to jail you. How does it sound like?
Medical tyranny!
Yes. This is more terrible than the Trump tariff. Correct? But what we hear, PAP is only on the Trump tariff.
While you are working, while you are having food, there are somebody else who don't have enough food. That's what you can see. So obviously, I'm going to champion for the high cost of living, for family needs, and also for Singaporeans. Okay. Other than that, of course, about job securities, okay, there are many people also say that they have high qualification but very hard to get job.